I leaned in. I girl bossed. I built two successful companies, but I also didn't date. And now I'm 36 with no kids, trying to figure out how to live with someone.
Well, hold on now. What do you mean you didn't date? You're a virgin? Stop it. See, this is why I say you gotta watch when women talk. You really gotta be careful. You gotta really put on your thinking cap when you listen to these bitches, because they'll manipulate you and get you to believe some shit that's totally not true. She dated. She had sex. It might have been one night stand type dating, but she dated.
Now my best advice is to lean out.
Gotta know exactly who you are. Lord.
Okay, so when I see this woman out in the bottom, I'm like, man, this bitch is thirsty as fuck. She may look good, but what type of woman goes out in public like this? Is she a hooker? If she a hooker, cool. Would she get offended if some guy came up to her and said, hey, how much the fuck? How much for the hour? Could she get mad if she dressed like that? That's the energy she giving off. What would you think? What's the first thing that pop up in your head if you see her out and about?
But have mercy. We must stay focused, brothers. We must stay focused.
Can you imagine how mentally ill she's gonna be when those looks fade and her body don't look like that no more? And what else does she have to offer? Really? And even if she did have a bunch to offer, are you gonna take a woman serious like this that go out in public like this? Just questions.
Does your mother hang around with a bunch of guys? She's like, what do you mean? Well, your mother's with your dad most of the time. Yeah. Is your mom's with your dad? What would your dad say if your mom went out partying with a bunch of men? I say that, and they actually go, yo, no. They actually, the idea of their mother doing that actually offends them. They're like, no, like that's not. So why the fuck are you doing it? Like, what, your mother's a better woman than you? Did she not raise you right?
They don't care about that old shit. They don't care about the old order. They're like, yeah, fuck that. My mom, she's basically like a slave. I've seen her struggle all her life. She had to listen to my dad, yada, 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 yada. You know, they don't care. You can't sit and try to rationalize with these women. They don't care. They want to do what they want to do because it feel good.
And when you put it on that dynamic, a lot of them actually snap and go, yeah, you're right. But then what they do is, with me anyway, then they go, yeah, but I don't know you're serious. And that's the real issue. Then they come down to, well, do you actually care about me? I don't know you're serious. And I say, well, how can we ever become serious if you're hanging around with a bunch of men?
This is basically saying, okay, I got a hot girlfriend. I can't just sit around. I got to keep this body and this look together so I can keep my hot girlfriend. Nah, man. You shouldn't give a fuck about keeping her. See? So what are you saying? She's only with you because you lift weights and look a certain way? That's all the relationship is based on? Don't seem like the type of woman to have kids with and build a life with. Don't go to the gym to keep your hot girlfriend. Go to the gym because you want to go to the gym and you want to keep your body up for you, not for some bitch. Because it's always going to be a guy hotter than you, got more muscles than you. So if that's what your relationship based on, you're fucked.
Is peace scarier than chaos?
It's gonna sound bad, but yeah. For a lot of women, I can't speak for all women. I'm not trying to speak for all women, but a lot of the women that I know, and also speaking for myself, it's not something that I'm proud to admit, but peace can be very scary.
I'll give her credit for at least admitting it. But yeah, women don't want peace. Peace is boring. Women love chaos. That's why they love bad boys, because bad boys give them that exciting chaos. You know, you always hear people, oh, I need a woman who bring me peace, bring me peace. You don't know about women. If you saying some stupid shit like that, oh, I need a woman who gonna bring me peace. No woman brings peace. Even the best woman in the world. She might not be bad as most women, but to some extent, she's gonna bring some chaos and some mess. They can't help it. It's who they are.
I'm in my mid-20s and have never been in a relationship. Back in November, my life was quite good. I was fit, killing it at my job, eating quite well, had loads of self-respect, etc. It was this month that I met up with a friend. During this, he had suggested I go to a concert with his girlfriend's sister who was recently made single. I figured I had nothing to lose, I had zero romantic intent going into this and just wanted to give her a good time due to her breakup affecting her.
Okay, first off, I'm curious why you're in your mid-20s crushing it at life and never had a girlfriend. That kind of piqued my interest. Were you out here just smashing hoes, or were you too focused on getting your life together, which I'm not mad at, but I'm curious. I'm just curious why. Most young dudes don't have the insight to avoid bitches at a young age and focus on themselves. I'll say this, though. In the dating world, never just come right out and tell a female, oh, I've never had a girlfriend. That doesn't sound good. Just say, yeah, I've been focused on myself. I haven't really been into anything serious. Make it sound like that. Don't just flat out say, I've never had a girlfriend. Make you seem kind of like an incel. At least in a woman's mind.
Went quite well. I wanted to see her again after the concert, so we made plans again, and at that point I had realized I was actually interested in having something with her, but had a whatever happens happens approach until she too said she had interest. Things were going well until she started pulling away. Once she began to pull away, the stoic, hardworking and calm rock she knew disappeared in favor of a needy, insecure child basically. I felt like I wanted to save her from her problems like in the movies, which is toxic as hell and inauthentic. I realize that only they can save themselves, but baggage attracts me for some reason. As you can guess, I got ghosted and stood up not long after and haven't heard from her since.
Never try to save women from their problems, because you gotta think about all the problems she gonna cause to your life on top of the problems that she already have that you gotta try to fix. You see what I'm saying? You should go for a woman who seems to have her stuff together. Because whether she's a toxic mess or has her stuff together, she's going to bring chaos to your life usually. Even good women bring chaos to your life to some extent. They can't help it. And they're always stressed or overthinking and things like that. So she's going to put that stress onto you. So yeah, never fuck with a train wreck who life is in shambles.
I found out last weekend she is in a relationship with somebody else after she gave me the whole not ready for a relationship talk. I wish she was just honest with me and said she lost interest, as I now feel like any compliment she gave me was out of pity. The entire thing makes me feel like a loser creep that can't take a hint. Since being ghosted, I haven't cared much about anything. I barely try at work, don't care about my diet, stopped going to the gym, etc.
See, this is one good thing about having these experiences like at 16, 17. You know, and getting it out the way and learning your lesson early. But he said he never dated like that. So he, 25, let's just say, had everything going for him and then start dealing with this shit at this age. And now it crushed him. Now he ain't the same no more. Can't eat and shit over a bitch he went on two or three dates with. All because she was cute. Let's be honest, she wasn't anything mind-blowing or she wouldn't have did the shitty thing that she did. So just being cute will do this to a grown-ass, productive man.
Once I found out the news last weekend, I picked up drinking again. This is such a vicious cycle, I have no idea why I become so uncentered so easily. It seems to be nice guy syndrome / people-pleasing, and I feel like dating will never be a good time until I can remain centered and have healthy coping mechanisms, yet here I am in my mid-20s with the relationship maturity of a 17-year-old. All advice appreciated.
You seem to be pretty self-aware. I think you'll get it together. You know what you need to do. Based on what I've read, you know what you need to do.